can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program today. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, Watching for Jesus program. The show today, I'm going to talk about some more aspects of the Hegelian dialectic, the real civil rights movement, Bundy's, and the news as it really applies to the reality of what you're all dealing with out there. Because, man, y'all been fed a lot of lines from a lot of places. Now, if y'all don't believe some of the things I talk about today, it takes you, about 5 minutes? That's conservative. To research what I say using the internet. Never trust one person ever. Never trust one source ever. If the sources are international, talk shows or whatever, don't take one word from nobody. You need to research everything everybody says. You have nothing but today, but the age of deception is the rule. It's not the exception. Deception is the rule today. You see, that's what's really going on. And people keep trying to avoid the reality. They keep trying to avoid the evidence. Why do people keep avoiding evidence? I can tell you why. Because they belong to some movement. They belong to some flag or some movement or some religion, or they follow some man that preaches on a pulpit. Family, the only one you can trust is Jesus Christ. And absolutely without question, the only true word of God can be found is in the King James Bible. And there hasn't anyone in 400 plus years has proven otherwise. That should count for something. A little bit anyway. And just because they're a Harvard professor says that this is misinterpreted, that it means actually it works against them. And I mean this literally. You cannot trust, literally, you cannot trust any of the scholars of the biblical discipline from any of the colleges and universities. You know why? Because all of them, as evidence confirms with states, all colleges and universities, in fact, are schools of humanism and Marxism. And I got the evidence for it. You understand this? Not an opinion. This is not speculation, nor is it an opinion. It is a fact. And every public school is a school of humanism. 1930, Charles Francis Potter confirms this. They're controlled through the Freemasonry, Eastern Stars, humanist family. John Dewey and Horace Mann, they kind of share father of American education. They both were humanist, for goodness sakes, alive, and they're considered the father of the American education. You might as well just paint it on their forehead like Cain had a mark. They're humanists. John Dewey, one of the most evil men in history. Along with so many more. Anyway, he was one of them. He's a humanist. Humanism is the religion of the Antichrist and Satan. I don't mince words too well. I'm certainly not politically correct. I never intend on being. That's the way it is. But I provide evidence. Now, denial doesn't change the evidence. Denial just makes you run. Argue, and then you realize might as well move on now because they've been told, and you move on. It's not because I know more than anybody. I don't. I just follow evidence, and I have no anchors to any movement or family or anything except Jesus Christ. That's it. And the Holy Spirit provides you the truth. But I just don't stop there. The Holy Spirit gives me the inclination, and I find the truth by research with different sources and provide it. And I must move along. Family, it's time to seek truth out and do it on your own. Don't depend on some other person to do it for you. You do your own. Stand on your own two feet. You see? If you belong to a Tea Party or a movement or some organization, you're going to be loyal to that organization, but it's man-made. In every case, and you will, I didn't say you might, I said you will be infiltrated by the Jesuits or Illuminati or Freemasonry. They will, in fact, infiltrate your organization or movement. Actually, about 90% of these movements, organizations, are created by the Vatican or the Illuminati, especially the Civil Rights Movement. Civil Rights Movement, because somebody can go back over 100 years ago on the planning process. Actually, when you take in Tyler's from bondage to slavery, democracy to slavery, you'll find that the Civil Rights Movement was really put into planning stage by the year 1700. That's correct. They plan centuries ahead to bring us to a new world order. They have a one-time shot over this new world order. So they've been planning it. Listen now. They've been planning this since after the flood and Nimrod until today. Every single war, from Nimrod to Alexander to Napoleon, French Revolution, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, World War III, which is come, all of this, I mean everything, is under the control of the supernatural beings called the fallen angels and Lucifer. And every age, generation, has had its Antichrist. Because, you see, Satan and the fallen angels don't know when God's going to pull the plug on them. He doesn't know because Jesus is coming back soon. So they always got to be ready. They're always planning. They can never sleep. Well, they don't anyway. They can never stop planning. They can never rest for a second. They can't stop changing their frequency vibrations of their molecular structure or whatever, because once they do, they end up the abyss. It takes a lot of energy to get them out of it. Of death. Gives up life energy. That's why the sacrifice of babies. That's why abortion. That's why wars. That's why murder, rape, fires. All this is created for that life force they need to either manifest in this world, the first heaven from the second heaven, or to get them out of the abyss. They use alchemy. Family, all this, and can be proven, all this is connected to this one world conspiracy leading up to the end of the world Antichrist. And it's going by the book. It's all laid out. All this stuff about Bundy and drones and licenses to shoot drones. People actually believe this. And they actually have licenses. You go out and shoot drones. I mean, it's almost embarrassing to even read that people actually, you know, buy off on this stuff. I shot me a drone today. I can't eat the darn thing, but I'm going to get a reward for it. You know. Yeah, they got in a couple of states where you, what was it, somewhere you could go out and shoot drones. I think Alex Jones was talking about this nonsense, naturally. And you go out, get your license, go shoot a drone. I had a segment on that idiocy. Shooting. These are adults thinking about this. Come on now. For goodness sakes alive. And then they come up with some kind of, you know, on some of these shows, well, we shot a drone down, and here's a picture of me with a drone. Golly. Oh, please, people, get serious out there. Because Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And they're taking us all for fools with all this going on around us today. Do we have a tyrannical government? Yes, we've had since 1770s. We always have had. They're just now making it public. Public, excuse me. Because they want you to know it. All those little truth tellers. Bill Cooper, Nesta Webster, even Russo. Russo was a truth teller. And Larry McDonald, just numerous. John Robison, just all the way through. Real truth tellers, not the ones they got today. The ones today that are, well, I got a lecture tomorrow. I'm a truth teller. I got a book and a CD out. I'm former CIA, and I'm going to tell you the truth about the Nephilim. Oh, baloney. Please. People pay all kinds of money. We got the four blood moons and all this silly nonsense. It's not even in the Bible. Oh, gosh. That's what the tribulations are all about, is to pull people out of this matrix that they've got themselves into. Quote, to understand something, you must be liberated from it. To understand something, you must be liberated from it. I don't even sign petitions. I don't sign. I don't join. I have no reason, because I know that somewhere the link is with the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegie Peace Foundation heresy, heretics. I stay away from all that because I know they're trying to get your name, your number, which I don't really care if they do. I'm just not real cooperative. But I don't want to be tagged in with them. We got a meeting of the Protect the Bird Species. Oh, okay. So you're going to sit there and you're going to sit through the meeting of protecting the tortoise, protecting the birds or whatever. You're going to have the meeting and have coffee and donuts or, I don't know, peanuts, something or other. And then you're going to talk about legislation that's never going to go through. You're going to talk about, we have a congressman on our side who's never going to do what he's going to say he's going to do. They never do. Ron Paul's done the least of anybody. He's got a mouth on him, but that's all he's got. Same with Rand Paul. All on one of them. Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Libertarian, or whatever Tarian it is. It don't make any difference. Aryan. It don't matter. If they belong to an organization, they're dirty. Now, you've got good people that's joining these organizations that mean well and want to make a difference. But they're being lied to and placated. Charlton Heston was a Freemason, for goodness sakes. Out of my cold, dead hands. Okay. The NRA was to keep you all slowed down, controlled. the same thing about this Rick Rockoff or whatever up in D.C. that's allegedly speaking out for the veterans for the suicides, 22 to 26 per day, and they're going to try to find ways to slow it down. They're not even close. And he stands behind Palin in a couple of pictures. He belongs to Council of Foreign Relations. Yep, you got it. He's there to slow it down, to put a wrench in it, to make sure nobody really agreement about why the suicides are really happening. They want to make sure that nobody jumps ahead that's not a Freemason or a Council of Foreign Relations Illuminati member. Let's call it for what it really is. And the Joint Chief of Staff are cowards because they know lifting the ban of women in frontline units, what it's going to do. They knew this already. About the suicides, once the highest level, they know that these suicides are being orchestrated. They know about the New Atlantis. They know about what the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, what they're for. And they're working against you because they brief the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations. Let's call it for what it really is. Family, y'all being scammed nationwide. You see? And I believe in bringing it all out to the forefront. And I don't speak unless I've got a study I've done or I've got research behind it. You see? And even if I give you my opinion, I can't give you my opinion unless I got, you know, three or more facts that substantiate it. And then from that, you draw a conclusion. That's your opinion. But based on facts, then you draw your own conclusion. That's how I do my work. You see? And then I go about my busy way. I just don't want to deal in books and write CDs and all that stuff. I'm not here for that. Because if I did that, and I was going to do that, you know, when I left Kosovo and became a whistleblower in 2005, and I don't have a book out, but I told the person that wrote the book, just write the book and just do it. I don't get nothing for it, and I don't want nothing for it. It's called the Coming Caliphate. Chris DeLisio, you can get it PDF, actually. The Coming Balkan Caliphate. C-O-M-I-N-G-B-L-K-A-N Caliphate. C-A-L-I-P-H-A-T-E Caliphate. The Coming Balkan Caliphate by Chris DeLisio, 2006. You can actually still get it PDF if you want. I'm in it chapter 3 and 6, and I got slam dunk evidence that we're involved with Al-Qaeda. And all kinds of things, you know. And it's that West Point's got a copy. It's substantiated. And they're not going to refute it. It ain't going to happen. I brought back 500 pounds of documents when I left Kosovo. And I got them filed away somewhere in 2 4-drawer file cabinets. Not using Common Core math. That's 4 plus 4. That's 8. Using simple math. 8 drawers. All cataloged. You see, I don't get anything for it, don't want nothing for it, because I promote one book and one book only, and that's King James Bible. Go get your own. I got mine. Go get yours somewhere. King James Bible, Cambridge edition. There you go. That's the only book I want to even talk about as far as pushing. Not the NIV trash, not the New American Standard garbage, not the New American, New King James Bible is junk. Douay Rheims, Jerusalem Bible. They all come from one source, the Vatican. And the Vatican got their source from Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, a Greek philosopher. That should tell you something right there. King James Bible is not connected to any of it. They copied. Yeah, they did. Sure did, by George. A bunch of liars. King James Bible stands alone. And that's never been refuted. They've tried. Always fail. I like to start slow, kind of build up, you know. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we come together today in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity we have to have our own network. Lord, we thank you for your blessings you've given us. And Father, we call upon you to open up our eyes, soften our hearts, and Father, give us direction through your Holy Spirit. Father, show us the way that we can spread the word of gospel and the truth to others. Open up these divine appointments, Lord, that we can pray, We can witness. We can touch others. And, Father, for ourselves to learn as well. Until the day comes, the day of the Lord, that, Father, that we know the time has begun. For these end times events. Father, we also see that the supernatural forces have increased their influence, have increased their activities. We see the protective hedge being lifted slowly but surely. But America, in particular, falls away as they turn away from the Bible, turn away from your commandments, making laws against the commandments. We know, Father, that that day will come when the balance is overset and judgment will fall upon this country. For we do call upon you, Lord, to spread that Holy Spirit to touch those that, Father, that when your time is allowed, that, Father, will be anointed to be able to preach the true gospel. And that your elect will come out before that day the Lord comes. That's why, Father, we pray and follow your command to put on the full armor of God. That, Father, we know this battle we're in is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities and powers of the dark world and against spiritual forces of this unseen world. And, Father, we pray on the belt of truth be buckled around our waist, centered and encircled by your truth. We pray on a breastplate of righteousness to protect our insides, our inner man, woman, to cover our integrity, our spirit, and our soul. And to guard our heart with this wellspring of life. Father, we pray on the gospel shoes of peace. To choose to stand in the shoes of the good news on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And Father, we pray on the shield of faith and put it into our hands now to take up the shield of faith and ask that you might extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched in our way from the enemy that takes us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally. Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation that you might protect our minds and the thoughts that can lead us astray. That, Father, we know we're bombarded every day, but, Father, with the helmet of salvation to keep us protected. And finally, Lord, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the full word of God. Through that, the King James Bible is a sharp sword. And we pray these offensive weapons in our hand and ask that you, that your word, Lord, be fitted for every encounter we face. And for us to be able to have the words for all the prayers and supplication and the intercessions of which we pray to you, Lord, as the one who fights the battles. And Lord, you are the one that fights our battles. And Lord, we know through the history of man that through righteousness you win every time. We thank you, Lord, for the spiritual weapons of armor and prayer that you've given us. And this is why, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, those that's praying, our family and everything that belongs to us. And Father, we ask you for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven and those to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, to break down, undam, and blow up all walls protection around all these witches, these warlocks, these wizards, and Satanists and all the like. And Father, to break the power of all their curses, their hexes, their vexes, their spells and charms, their fetishes, their psychic prayers, their psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. And Father, these jinxes and potions, bewitchments, death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment to be taken away, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, all these prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being said in my way, my family members' ways, or any of the others praying today, Lord, those listening, and return it and the demons to the senders and right now, and back to them sevenfold to the senders, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. But Father, we also pray that in this, these lost souls, will find the light of your son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your son, Jesus, and they may be set free from bondages. And Father, through this, we pray for the veterans to render null and void those microchips, the psychotropic drugs, the effects of that, Lord, and to silence the voices in their head that's caused by technology. And Father, to take away these demons of suicide, that Father, that they'll be protected. And no longer the suicides will happen, Lord. And we also pray for the children, especially now that are going to be profiled and kidnapped for these sacrifices by the witchcraft, by the highest level Luciferians, Bohemian Grove, a Wesak festival, to be shut down, Lord. And Lord, their covens to be closed. And Father, we pray that those in our families that have physical ailments, physical and mental, that Father, they'll be healed, to give them that power to be healed. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Family, I don't know about y'all, but I feel the Spirit moving in our lives. And that's why you also see, about that woman, the woman that killed six of her babies, six of them, and she admits it. Now, what woman, in normal situations, of course, would kill six babies? What would cause this? How is it possible? Unless Satan's involved. Luciferian. Family, that's what it's about. Doctors and nurses, others in certain positions of that, are either Freemasons, Easter Stars, or into Wicca. They're in a position of which they can take aborted babies and use the bodies, the blood, because they believe by sex, by drinking the blood, by eating the flesh, it will give them longer life. It has to do with accepting the semen or the blood, the life force of the unfortunate one, including the animals, will give your life force power. This is much deeper than people can understand. In the royal secret of the Freemasonry that only a third of the 33rd degree Masons know, the royal secret, which the Pentagon knows in classified projects, by the abomination of sodomizing a young boy child or rape, abominations that would separate God's spirit from that individual, allows the individual, or a super soldier, or that one seeking some supernatural power, to receive supernatural power by that abomination. It causes God's spirit to completely be removed from them, allowing the demonic entity to come inside. And that is what gives them that power. It's not the individual. It's not the Christ consciousness within. It's not the God within you, that you're the God and it comes out. And that's the biggest bunch of nonsense, pot smoking garbage I've ever heard in my life, is about a demon coming inside their body and using their body. Now, if you had a Lamborghini, are you going to let your wayward cousin, that's a doper, go ahead and take your Lamborghini for a drive? No, I don't think you would. Well, neither should you allow a demon to come inside your body, which is your Lamborghini. But people do this in three, by overshadowing, three different steps I've talked about before. It's all about alchemy. It's supernatural. It's physics. It's biology. It's real. It's not philosophy at all. It has to do with physics, principles of minerals, alchemy. They know how to manipulate the physical properties of this universe. It's called the knowledge of good and evil. That's why God said for Adam and Eve not to eat of that tree, because to eat of that tree would give them extra power, but it'd be false power. It would not be real. He knew it would lead to their destruction. Satan turned it around and said, now see, this God that keeps you in bondage in the garden and not to eat of that tree is trying to keep you stupid. He's trying to keep you dumb, blind, and not as powerful as he. But you can be as powerful as he if you eat that tree. Well, that's a lie. That's the same lie he's telling today to Freemasons, Knights of Malta members, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati family bloodlines, to entice them to do work for him. That's what that's for. And he knows they will fail. He knows once he's through with them, they're going to die, and they'll die the second death. I have a quote that I came up with. My quote says like this: a division among all creates chaos and war. A threat to all brings all together as one. A division among all creates chaos and war. A threat to all brings all together as one. Now, using that principle, that's one of my quotes. I don't know if anybody else came up with it, but that one I came up with not long ago, leads me to this one. For the next threat to bring the world together as one. Right now, do you think the world's going to come together? Heck no. It's not even possible. They got so divided, it's worse than wood from a wood chipper. Including Christians. Baptists are so divided. So the world's going to come together as one. How's he going to do that? How's Satan? Well, first he's going to mix the races. That's already been accomplished. That's done. It's taken them over 500 years to do that, and they have accomplished that. But that's not all. That's still not going to do it, because you've got seven areas you got to bring people together. Well, they have a way. And you know how they're going to do it? You ready to connect dots? John Dewey, father of American education, a humanist, in 1917, was helping with this project. And he's your father of American education. It's like having one of the three bad wolves guard your little pen of pigs. Yeah. Or one of the cleverest foxes to be your guard dog for your chick in the coop. Okay, John Dewey said, and I quote, 19th scene, by the way. Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose, unquote. So, for them to get us white folk and black folk and all those folk and Americans together, you have to have what's called a false flag. Because you're all Americans, so let's attack all Americans. And that was the Maine. That was the Lusitania. That was Pearl Harbor. It worked perfectly. It ticked us off. And it was planned in the 1800s. Anyway, you got all Americans together, black and white and Indians. And you had the Navajo talkers in World War II. You had the blacks had their own. Man, they were some kick butt. Flyers the blacks were. Man, they kicked some butt, let me tell you what. Civil War. You had a black regiment. Everybody fought together for one reason or another. Of course, the Civil War is another story, but everybody fought together. Why? This enemy. Who's the enemy? Fascism. Nazism. Later, communism was going to be set up. Later. That was already planned in the 1870s. Oh, goodness gracious. So all Americans are fighting these fascists and Nazis and all this other. And then later it was communist, wasn't it? That was all planned. And that's why they murdered Patton. The Russians had to kill Patton. The Russians through the use of the Illuminati. Because he wanted to go ahead now and go for the communists. Because he knew Well, he was a powerful man. They said, well, he's got to be shut up. It's not time yet. So they murdered Patton to keep him quiet. Because communism was the next threat. It's all set up, man. That's why, in fact, with evidence from MacArthur, confirms that the Korean War and the Vietnam War, specifically the, no pun intended, but specifically this Korean War was planned to lose and draw to a neutral stance. That was all pre-planned to make sure the communists did not take, that the free Chinese from Taiwan or Formosa would not take Red China and make it free. The State Department, following orders from the Vatican, made sure that didn't happen. That's why you had the defeat in Korea. We didn't win it. We come to a stalemate. That was pre-planned. Remember about 30 minutes ago, I talked about the Council of Foreign Relations? Well, you know, all the media is controlled by the CFR, but sometimes articles get through. Sometimes papers get put out that don't control. And one such one came out as in World War II in the 1950s, the Chicago Tribune, in fact, blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action controlled by the UN. This was the action in the 1950s to set up communism as the next threat, a fictitious alternate enemy. Quote, Chicago Tribune, 1950. The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that would be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's a Korean War. Unquote. You see. Now the other statements I made probably need some kind of backing up too, don't it? Is General Douglas MacArthur, is that high enough for you in his memoirs? Well, let's see what he has to say. Quote, General Douglas MacArthur, begin quote, the possibility of Red China's entry in the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from an attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men, unquote. Now, those that maybe not know what that means, it means just this. Taiwan, or Formosa then, was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake Red China with 500,000 men. And boy, they were hungry too. They wanted their land back. And they would have taken Red China back in a heartbeat. But of course, it would not be allowed to happen by the Vatican and the Illuminati. Because the communist was not to be removed from power. So according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman, another traitor, not only did Truman, like FDR, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese, the democratic Chinese, to reclaim communist China, but he also ordered the American fleet, the 7th Fleet, in the Straits of Formosa to make sure that Chiang Kai-shek did not cross over into Red China. We blockaded him. Now protected by the U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea and to aid in their attack on the South. Thereby you had the Frozen Chosen. You had the 25th or 26th Army Regiment. They broke and ran. You had 9 Chinese divisions coming down on them, man. It's like, what? Our own country, controlled by the Vatican, ensured that happened. So protected by U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea. That was because of the Frozen Chosen. I wonder if Chesty Puller knew this then, that he'd have probably marched into D.C. like General Bullitt was going to do. But that never happened. They're going to try to do it again, a military takeover, but this is going to be evil for evil. That's coming up later. You haven't seen it yet. It's in the makings. But back to then. So since he couldn't fight China without first getting to the U.S. Navy, kept him back, Chiang Kai-shek, or offered the use of his troops to fight in South Korea. He wouldn't quit. He offered 33,000 troops that he could embark for Korea in 5 days from the time accepted by the State Department. 33,000, a division plus. State Department wouldn't have it. Said, no, thank you, but no. Because they're in control of the Vatican. Murderous Jesuits. And the murderous Jesuits and the Vatican is controlled by the Illuminati through Pepe Orsini. Well, then it wasn't Pepe Orsini, it was another one. Of the Roman Illuminati insider. Italian, not Jews, for goodness sakes alive. Get over it. Controls the Vatican. The Illuminati are bloodline to the kings and queens of today, worldwide, called the Blue Bloodline. And they're hybrids. Nephilim of the fallen angels and their DNA to daughters of men. You know what their bloodline goes back to? The pharaohs of ancient Egypt. This is a much bigger picture than people realize. And you know, since the war was in Korea was technically a United Nations police action, U.S. military plans didn't stop at the president. President Truman was only the second command of U.S. forces. The true commander of U.S. forces in Korea, as in Vietnam, but in Korea, it was Undersecretary for Political and Security Council Affairs in the United Nations. And that was held by Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. Matter of fact, even a North Korean made a statement, General Linpiao, Lim Pao, said, I quote, I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my lines of supply and communication. Now, General Lin Pao, if you don't know him, he's a general in the Red Chinese Army, and he fought against the United States and Korea. It's not just our American government at all, at the Luciferian level, the Freemasons and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and etc. It's that they're controlled by the Vatican, and they're controlled by the Illuminati. You understand how this works? This is reality. This is how the world really works. And you know that House Minority Leader Joseph Martin, he expressed disgust at the administration's apparent desire not to win the war in Korea by tactics by as not allowing the bombing of strategic military targets. Does that sound familiar? If we're not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys. Oh, does that sound familiar to you all? How about that? They've never impeached a president in our history. All of them have been placated. Nixon was pardoned by his cousin, President Ford. It's all set up, family. It's just a bunch of baloney. It's not just the government. You have no good government. You have no good Vatican. This is all about the Illuminati. And this New World Order. It's all linked to a supernatural stuff. There's no way you can find out otherwise. And the planned defeat in Vietnam was just as bad. The purpose of Orange, the glycerol factory given to Russia, 1966, and the anti-war demonstrators funded by through the Rockefellers, just like they did Occupy Wall Street, it's all funded by the Rockefellers. The anti-war demonstrations, when they come back, was to demoralize our troops and begin the destruction of U.S. military forces. It's been ongoing since 1960s. To set us up for the North American Union since 1960s. Y'all getting this big picture? This is a big picture. I'll look at the big picture, not the little picture. Now, I'm making points here, making points as to how the world really works on a bigger picture that people ain't getting. So we're focused on some, you know, Bundy out there, right, out in Nevada. Well, you notice they buy up all the ranchers around him, right? This thing starts off in 1993. So they wait until all the ranchers are bought out, and all of a sudden, his lone Bundy, right, who's Illuminati, Bundy Mormon, is Illuminati, Freemasonry. You understand this? Now you get the idea? Ding, 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 ding. 3 sevens on the whatever that thing is. All right. Therein lies the key. So they're waiting until the right time when they can use the instant for land grab out west. Because the, what was his name, Reed or whatever, had made some deal with China over some solar power, that whatever. You had Clinton to make a deal with the Chinese to bring him in Long Beach Naval Base. You had Carter the Snarter. You had old Carter there, another Luciferian, he's no Christian. You had Carter who make a deal to set up to bring the Chinese in the Panama Canal by a treaty signed in 1978. He knew exactly what doing. He was a Luciferian. I got quotes from him that slam dunk him just like Mickey Mouse. Boom! In the dunker he goes. He's a liar. He's not a Christian. Neither is Clinton. Not a doggone cotton picking one of them. They are Luciferians like Pat Buchanan. Ever cotton picking one of them. You see? Follow up with everything I'm saying. Everything I'm saying, you follow up on your own. Family, it's a Luciferian agenda at the highest level. You see? And so they've allowed the Chinese to take control because the Chinese and the Russians, communists, want this world government under them. And see, they're up against the Illuminati in Europe that are the Roman Empire. Uh-huh. You see, so you got the two evils fighting each other, and we're caught in the middle of a chocolate storm. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's going on. Get right down to it. There's no good side to this. And they both lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he chooses to, he's just giving them enough rope to hang themselves. Enough time, though. Really, the purpose that's going on further than this is because of the love he has for every one of you out there. Because he's given people enough time to see these signs. And say, you know, there might be something to this Bible. Maybe I better start looking at it. Maybe I'll start reading it. Maybe I'll start praying. And then when you have one saved soul, the angels in heaven celebrate. That's why he's letting it go long and long and long. You see, this is why he wishes that none should perish, but give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. And repentance, which is not taught on the pulpit. Shame on you, preachers, rabbis and priests and popes. Shame on you, because you're not teaching this. You're not teaching through the Word of God in the King James Bible. And you're liars. And you're lying to your parishioners. You're lying to your synagogues. And you're lying to your cathedrals. Shame on you. Your Blitz. What's his name? Blitz, this guy, and Schuller. Even Billy Graham's turned. Family, the true Word of God is the King James Bible. It's not the Vatican at all. The Vatican's going down. But they're going to switch over. And the re-spiritualization back to where they were in the ancient mystery schools of religion before the 4th century. I got this documented in the Illuminati textbook called The Signs of Christ. This is why we're reaching toward Buddha and the Christ, they call him, and the Bodhisattva, the Kalki Avatar, Imam Mahdi, Krishna, all going to be under one religion. And that's going to be the fallen angels coming to you as aliens, ascended masters, liars they are. Hasn't happened yet, but they will. It's called disclosure of this alien lie that they're going to hit you with. So back to what I was saying, 1917, finally, someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on the globe would be an attack from some other planet in the face of such an alien enemy. People would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. John Dewey. They're going to have a dialectic. The bad aliens and you have good aliens. The good aliens are tall, 8 to 12 foot, white folk, blonde hair, blue eyed. That sound familiar? And the evil ones are your David Icke about reptilians, Illuminati, bankers, all this stuff, the chemtrails, and all this nasty stuff is now going to be attributed to the evil aliens. Family is coming. It's going to play out like a science fiction novel. That's what Steve Quayle is all about, this Angel Wars baloney. You're going to have good angels and UFOs, angels from God, UFOs, and bad angels and UFOs. You're going to see some kind of light show out there, holograms and crap going on and junk, all kinds of junk. That's where they're spreading. Look it up. Barium, strontium, niobate in the atmosphere. Look it up. It's an army project. 3D holographic imagery. Spreading chemtrails, chemicals, with the planes that you see out there. Look it up. Right now, look it up. Barium, strontium, niobate. And you'll find a military project of 3D holographic imagery. It's like having a big TV screen of the old type of TV tubes up in the atmosphere, with the microchips being spread out. Oh, they got all kinds, and they got a harp with voice-to-skull technology. I've explained that before. That's old technology, man. And when they present this alien lie, people will say, oh my gosh, and then we'll have the falling away of the church. Sananda Emanuel, Maitreya, Moria, Saint Germain. There's been talk. I can't confirm this yet, but it's substantial enough to where I'm going to mention it, but can't confirm it. That Obama, although he's definitely not the Antichrist, and those preachers that say so are out to lunch, or they're trying to sell their book and CD, whatever. Obama, however, because of his DNA, because of his lack of because of his mysterious background, you just might find he's one of the incarnated fallen angels, maybe El Moria. I doubt whether it's Saint Germain. But that's how they do it, by channeling, by incarnation, not reincarnation. Called an avatar. Now, some of you that's my regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. Others, well, got to hang in there. But this is a interesting probability, interesting possibility, that Obama is temporarily, but right now, incarnated by a fallen angel to direct him to set up the destruction of the United States once and for all. You've got 66 fallen angels that have taken on physical form, and then they go back to their second heaven and back forth by sacrifice. They obtain a physical body by absorbing the life forces from sacrifices, fire, murder, rape of mass scales, especially during the month of April 19th, in preparation for the Wesak Festival in May. This is some complicated things I'm talking to y'all about. And if you're new on my broadcast, well, I don't know what to tell you right now. If you want to send me an email, I can talk to you individually about these points and terms I'm using, but I have evidence galore. And this is what's going on. This is a big picture. Not Bundy Ranch out there. That's small potatoes. And Bundy's, the feds, that sheriff out there, Southern Law Center, Southern Poverty Law Center, that sheriff works for him. That's Illuminati. So the sheriff says, I'm in charge here. You BLM, you get on out of here. Oh, we're leaving. It's the biggest bunch of baloney. It's like a reality show, Survival Africa. It's the same old thing, scripted out, designed to placate those that's really there for freedom and all that sort of thing. They don't realize they're being played like a string piano by Freemasons. Sheriff Mack saying, I watched him say it. He's going to put the women out front when they come. So if they start shooting and hit the... What? What's wrong with Sheriff Mack? What's wrong with these people? I sure hope he's not a Freemason. And Sheriff Apayo, talking to the militia, we'll put 30 rounds in you if you mess with my guys. What? So now, one time we were against fascists, At one time, we're against communists. At one time, we're against whatever. Now, like in the 1860s, we're against each other. And this is white versus white folk. In 1960s, it was supposed to be black folk and white folk to cause the civil rights movement. I'm getting there. To cause a civil war. Kennedy was Illuminati, but he didn't play. He wasn't Mason either. The role of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X to stir up the black radical Muslims, and Martin Luther King, involved in socialism and communism, was to lead the marches and have the other side. But, things didn't work out so well. Kennedy went against the Illuminati. His own family did. His own family ordained him die. Because there's five things he's going to do to take down the Illuminati. Bobby Kennedy was going after the Mafia, which is the mainspring services for the Vatican. The CIA uses them as plausible deniability. And Martin Luther King said, nah, I don't like this going on here. So this man of God pulled out of it, still continued to preach peace. Real peace, not the what they wanted him to. Freemasons, Prince Hall affiliated. Jesse Jackson wasn't happy with that. Malcolm X was told that Islam was a radical, evil religion. Well, certainly it's against God, but Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century to be peaceful, to pull people into it. And then in the 1920s, the Vatican, using Freemasonry, a Freemason by the name of Albana, B-A-N-N-A, an Egyptian Freemason, to create Muslim Brotherhood as a radical arm within Islam. Islam was created peaceful, but it was infiltrated at the right time for them, 1920s, by Albana, a Freemason, Egyptian. And that stirred up the radical insides of Islam. So, consequently, when Malcolm X went over to Saudi Arabia, he found out that Islam was a peaceful religion, even though it's not of God. That's another story. But he found out it was peaceful. He came back to the United States and changed everything. Even changed. Another problem. See, God works mysterious ways, don't he? That's why the Jesuits, the Pentagon, the Freemasonry, murdered Malcolm X, murdered Martin Luther King, a great man, murdered Bobby Kennedy, a great man, murdered JFK, a great man. Four of them. Now, I don't agree with Malcolm X's politics, but that I respect him for his truthfulness and his drive and his single-mindedness to pull away from these organizations. That's what I respect. And the fact that they were against the same ones that's working us today. Now, I can prove to you that Martin Luther King was also against the civil rights workers. He was not with the civil rights movement. He separated himself from it. But he was for the blacks, of course, and they should be, because we enslaved them since 1712. And I tell you, the bloodline families, I'm going to tell you something. Those bloodline families in the South, they can trace their heritage back to the slave owners. Man, you got a whole lot of repenting to do about your family bloodline. Otherwise, your bloodline is cursed. And the blacks have a lot of forgiveness to do. If y'all don't do that, you're going down. And to stop the homosexual marriages being approved in these states. Because it's going against God's commandments and God's laws. But you know, and I know it's not going to happen. But I'm telling you what better happen. But it's not going to. It's not going to happen. But I'm going to show you. Now listen carefully about Martin Luther King, and I'll show you where exactly that he doesn't follow along with the civil rights movement and their precepts and their agenda. But he was for bringing everybody together. And he knew. The night he made that speech, the next day he knew his time was short. He's going to die. He made the speech anyway. He was warned not to, but he did. He is a man of God. Let's see what Martin Luther King's got to say about it.
The promises of the great society have been shot on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
You know, wasn't the thing he had to do, I think it was a, it was not a political thing, because as it turned out, I think it was kind of like a death knell for him. But it was a very brave thing for him to do, because he went against all the people, you know, who we considered reasonable.
Now, listen to this speech very carefully about his reference to the civil rights workers, like Jesse Jackson and all those Freemasons. Watch what he says in this speech. I believe it's this one. Here we go.
And do what they want to do. That's that.
I think it was kind of like a death knell for
him. Let's do that again.
But it was a very brave thing for him to do, because he went against all the people, you know, who we considered reasonable.
Others can do what they want to do. That's their business. Or the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration. That's their business. But I must say tonight that I know that justice is indivisible.
Okay, hold on a second. That's let's go with you got the part about the civil rights workers. That's the main part I want you to get. That he separated himself from it. He was not working with them after he realized their agenda. So he went for Americans, all colors, to bring people together. And that's what ticked them off. Now, let me try this one and see if this works better. Hold a second. I believe this is one. Because that one stops part of the... I want to hear some of the other speeches. Whoops. Okay, 1 second.
In 1964, the desegregation of Jonesboro, Louisiana High School was threatened by local authorities with fire hoses. Four armed black men arrived with loaded shotguns. Without firing a shot, the mob dispersed and the authorities retreated. Students entered the school without incident. Those men were members of the Deacons for Defense, an armed citizens' militia founded in Jonesboro, Louisiana.
Okay, good.
The Deacons were everyday citizens who by 1965 had organized into more than 50 chapters throughout the South in self-defense from the Ku Klux Klan.
In 1964, down in Louisiana, there were all types of demonstrations going on by freedom riders. Many times, the demonstrations would be met by armed white resistance. People were dying and being shot and intimidated because they were unarmed. And basically, because they were unarmed, they were also being denied the right to vote.
The Deacons protected civil rights workers for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, who were voters in Louisiana and Mississippi. They patrolled black neighborhoods and protected black churches where CORE was holding voting rights seminars.
These were regular, everyday people. They were not some paramilitary group. The thing that made them different is they were veterans from the Korean War. They were veterans from World War II. And so they did have the training and they did have the discipline. They came from being veterans. Once the Klansmen and the white citizen counselor and the deputy sheriff that was wearing the sheet at night learned that these Deacons for Defense would shoot back, then they were not as readily willing to go and pounce upon them in the wee hours of the morning.
Are you going to do something about it?
because now they knew that, well, the right to bear arms is providing constitutional rights for these blacks, irrespective of the fact that we want to take away their civil rights. They're fighting on solid ground.
The effectiveness of the deacons in deterring violence was so great that Dr. Martin Luther King and Floyd McKissick of CORE hired the deacons to protect the marchers from Klan aggression in the 1966 March Against Fear.
The very effect of armed resistance in the name of civil rights is what really cast a new enthusiasm into the civil rights movement at a critical time.
Now, that presentation there that I played for you is not my effort of supporting Second Amendment. Of course I do. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I believe in home protection, all that sort of thing. This is not the purpose of it. The purpose of me giving you this so far is to show you how they've caused us division. The KKK, which a KKK member just killed three in the Jewish community, right? Just out of nowhere, he just kills three just for nothing. It hits major news. KKK, Aryan Nation, comes from a Christian identity. Now, if somebody's going to invite me to Christian identity meetings, and I find out they're a part of the formation since the 1860s, the KKK, I'm out of there. There's a problem. It ain't Christian at all. It's an arm, like the NAACP, ACLU, Southern Law Center or something, whatever. Okay, all of them, Black Panthers, they're all part of this Jesuit Muslim Brotherhood kind of setup. You create the organization, then you put a subversive group within it. That's how they do it. Or religion, put a subversive group within it. This is how they do things. All right, so that's what happened then. Civil rights movement was planned 200 years ahead before all this. Now, here's Martin Luther King. I think this should work. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
That God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. You don't change your ways. I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God.
Now, that was Martin Luther King's warning in his own speech about what's going to happen. You can call it prophecy if you want to or whatever, but it was true. That's what happened. That's what he told us about. And they waited, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, waited until the right time they could bring out the civil rights movement. About the right time, 1960s, they're going to have a civil war and go to a World War III. 1950s, they were preparing for it, weren't they? Having the kids then to hide under desks and practice bombings and so forth. 1950s. Korean War. I already told you about that now. And then 1960s, I told you about that as well, to weaken the U.S. military forces and to see in Kent State if troops would fire on American citizens. Didn't go so well. They did fire, but as a kickback on it. And then the Jews, the fake Jews in Israel, tried to sink the USS Liberty and blame it on Egypt. All at the same time, all this happens to start World War III. They failed to accomplish that. All this is connected. That's my point. Now, in the civil rights movement, the history talks about Rosa Parks in 1957 or something like that. Anyway, late 50s, sits on a bus and refuses to get up. and then started the civil rights movement. Okay. Well, the rock is, there were several young ladies that refused to get up that nobody talked about before Rosa Parks, and nobody said a word about it. Why? Why didn't they bring those brave ladies forth, black ladies that sit on, that refused to get up, but use Rosa Parks? Well, I can tell you why. Because Rosa Parks was a very, very active member of the NAACP. And she worked as an activist group, whether she knew it or not, for this Illuminati plan. She is active in the NAACP. They wanted it to happen. She did it on purpose, and the media jumped on it, as they were planning to do, to begin the civil rights movement. That was the purpose of it, all along. Bundy, same thing. Family, nothing new under the sun. Now, at the same time frame, now I don't support Alex Jones at all because he works for the Illuminati, but he does this interview, and at the same time, look at the feminist movement. Family, all this is going on for the same agenda. So listen to this about breaking up the families.
One of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing.
Tell him about Rockefeller.
What do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. The Rockefellers funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think, which breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble venture.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Ms. Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're gonna
CIA funded Ms. Magazine?
Funded Ms. Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it, yeah. And of course, it's divide and conquer.
Right,
and
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago in black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. You were going to give you some money. You can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed. And now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money. So they make all the rules, you understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect.
Now, for me, unfortunately, Alex Jones is doing this interview. He did the same with Bill Cooper, same thing with Senator Schaefer, and same thing with Russo, and all three are dead. Anyway, Russo did tell the truth there. And that was the purpose of Women's Lib and the feminist movement. Civil rights movement. All these movements are designed to lead us to a new world order. Now, 1946 to 48, Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, after 1946, that's when the destruction of the family began, he said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas, unquote. And you say, well, that was then. What about now? Okay. Well, 1973, for example, and this is carries on till today, and this has everything to do with Common Core math, has everything to do with the No Child Left Behind by Bush, is to dumb down our children to lead them to a new world order, to acceptance. In 1973, Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University, of course, he addressed 2,000 teachers. And that was in Denver, Colorado, in a one auditorium at one time, verbally. I'm going to give you every word of his quote, 1973. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. But it comes to school with certain allegiances toward their founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating a national children of the future," unquote. Horace Mann, that sort of co-shared the father of American public education with John Dewey. Horace Mann, a humanist, father of American education, by the way, said, and I quote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school, must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good," unquote. Paul Brandwein, influential educator, taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. And she stated, quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." There's your education. There's your humanism. This is all part and parcel to everything I'm talking about today. And this Bundy fiasco, little plaything they got going out there, is part of a land grab, which is part of their agenda. You see, it's all connected. Family goes back to 1776. I talked about that yesterday in part one and part two of today's part three, I'll call it. I can call it what I want to. This will be part three. So back to civil rights movement. Document. In 1712, the Rothschilds hired, and look it up right now while I'm talking. You can actually do this. You can look up Willie Lynch's letters, Willie Lynch. And you can read it. I'm not going to read it for you. I don't have the time. We only have 45 minutes to go. Willie Lynch from Barbados or one other one of those little islands down there. He was a black guy. He's a slave extraordinaire, a slave developer. He knew how to make the best slaves. He was a trader of slaves. He was contacted by the Rothschilds to bring slaves into the so-called Bible Belt in the South in 1712. He was contracted to train slave owners, Americans, in the Bible Belt, you understand, how to have a better slave. He taught them how, in a letter, how to genetically manipulate, crossbreed, separate, divide, murder, rape in the South. And this was in preparation to later down the road to subjugate another culture within a culture, later to free them, to use them to create chaos. That's why even the women in America, you can't smoke and you can't vote. Why would they do that? Because that was later to be used to foment women's liberation, to use them to divide the families. Do you understand how complex this is, really? I'm giving you slam dunk evidence. Whether you accept it or not, you're up to you. But this is how it's been done by the Illuminati. And I'm not just putting together little dots that I'm just pulling out of the air. This is same names, same procedures. It's all the same thing. Back to civil rights. So they subjugated, we subjugated, beat, raped, murdered the black culture in America as slaves using the Bible, because the Bible had slaves. No, the Bible had debt slaves and went in slaves. They were working their debt off, and they didn't murder and rape them like us white folk did in the South, or crossbreed. They played off their debt. They released them from bondage in the Bible. So don't even think about it, white folk, about using the Bible to justify having slaves in the South. Because later it's going to be used to form a war and to control. But first you had to take one or two or three generations to subjugate to want their freedom. Family, this is long-term planning. So, in the meantime, while slaves are being traded off, you can set that and simmer for a while, the Illuminati focus on the Mexicans, setting up the period of 1830s after the fake Revolutionary War, caused us to fight each other, fight Britain and everything else. I explained that the past couple of days, how that worked out. Then, by 1850s, here we go, states' rights, secession. Does that sound a little bit familiar? Secession from this mean old federal government? You got to have an excuse. And they got it, states' rights, and they're doing the same darn thing today. It worked once, twice to fool, it's going in. Who's pushing it? Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., etc. The Jesuits. Order out of chaos. So by 1859, your false flag called the firing of Fort Sumter, rock and roll. Here we go. 500,000 die. North and South fighting each other. What I see at the Bundy Ranch, a bunch of actors, of course. Some people were really honest about it, but you had a bunch of actors, white against white. Militia against the feds. Well, who are the feds? Or someone in the feds, maybe a former Iraq or Afghan veteran that knows some of the militia in the United States that's on, that he fought with in Iraq, and now they're against each other? Who says? But they are. We got 22 to 26 suicides per day. You think that's just post-traumatic stress? No, sir. It's being orchestrated by technology. When's somebody going to do something about this? Civil rights. So, in comes Lincoln. Lincoln, I have documented, was an avatar of the fallen angels. He's the same bloodline as all the other presidents, by the way. He has that special gene. He put us under martial law. He is supposed to bring us to a new world order and control. I told you about that yesterday and day before. We talked a little bit about that. An avatar is a possessed individual of that particular bloodline that's going to bring in a new thought, a new plan, a new change of man. For a special movement. And avatars are the fallen angels or human beings with a special genetic link. In the 1970s, the avatars at the present was in the 70s, were easily recognized and known as the Buddha and the Christ. That this is a fallen angel, Sanat Emmanuel and the Buddha. These are real. But they are what's called avatars. The avatar appears and light pours in, making the way clear. In other words, new hope awakens, fresh determinations are made, strength to establish right relationships, streams of the humanity. Well, that's a lie. but they make it look like it. They attack the ones that's downtrodden, and then they bring them up because now they have a willing victim that wants freedom. Because the very ones that put them into freedom are now orchestrating their freedom to be able to control and use them. Now I'm going to show you this is what's going on today. Because in their plan, The Signs of Christ by Hal Balliaz, 1978, details their plans for this generation of how they're going to do it and how they're doing it right now today. Because what I found was that their plans go back to the signing of the Magna Carta, emphasizing personal liberty as the galvanizing issue. The founding of the French Republic, its emphasis upon human liberty. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, which is nullified now because of the National Defense Authorization Act. But then, Declaration of Independence, using a facade, and the Bill of Rights, they used a facade, determined national policy, but always subjugated by Freemasonry in the Vatican. Then you had the Atlantic Charter and the Four Freedoms, bringing back the whole question of international field to the forefront. And what it was doing was guaranteeing to men and women everywhere in the world liberty and freedom to develop the divine reality within themselves. That's your New Age but nonsense. But to do that, you had to put them under subjugation, put them into bondage, so they'll want their liberty and freedom. So you got to take it away to give it back to them. That's what it's all about. Now, I found documented in the same planning process from their ideal that gradually was clarified so that in this age, the mass of men everywhere know what are the essential elements of happiness, and they work on it. The Changing Images of Man, a Stanford documentation. Here's what they did. I have documented as number three is the emancipation of the slaves. My jaw dropped. That's documented. This is planned hundreds of years ago. It's a spiritual idea of human liberty which had become a recognized idea, became a demanding desire, and as a great symbolic happening took place. But before that could be, they had to put them under subjugation and bondage, whip and kill, murder and rape, so they'll want it. Just like the Vatican did white folk between 1200 A.D. and, 1200 A.D. to 1800 A.D., the same thing to get them to move in 1492 on to the North American continent and create a religion called Protestantism. There's nothing new under the sun. This is how Lucifer works. They've done everything to every culture since the beginning of time. I'm just giving you snapshots today. What happened to the white folk in 1200 A.D. to 1492 is exactly the same thing they're doing to the blacks then that we did. To subjugate the women so they'll want freedom. Subjugate the blacks, they'll want freedom. Subjugate the whites so they'll move under one religion called Protestantism, created by the Vatican to create chaos so they'll bring order. Martin Luther, I've got documented, was one of these avatars. Martin Luther of the 16th century, 95 Theses. Yeah, he was a fraud. The Vatican used him willingly, and John Calvin, to infiltrate Christianity, to set up this freedom, so we'll move out, our ancestors move out from Europe, and invade the North American continent, to set up the United States, and the diverse New Atlantis. It's always been the plan, family. It's not about Bundy's ranch. It's all a land grab. Now they're coming to bring two. So the emancipation of the slaves was part of this. The slaves were freed. rightfully so. But it's all part of the plan. And that's what Lincoln was a racial avatar. Actually, racial avatar, by the way, there you go. Such avatars was Martin Luther, Columbus, Shakespeare, who hid the works of Sir Francis Bacon, and Leonardo da Vinci were avatars of the fallen angels. There's only four who lived and thought and acted that they conditioned after events of some field of human living. Well, there's four different avatars. I'm just going to talk about one. That's a racial avatar. And that avatar, a racial avatar, a conduit of a fallen angel to man. And this went through Lincoln because he had that bloodline gene. That these appearances are evoked by the genius and destiny of a race. The typical man in quality and consciousness, not necessarily physically, but it foreshadows the nature of some race. Such a man was Abraham Lincoln, coming forth from the very soul of a people, introducing and transmitting racial quality, a quality to be worked out later as the race unfolds. Coming forth correspondingly from the realm of cosmic evil and responsibly for the focus of materialism upon the planet. And today then was Bismarck in Germany and Lincoln in the United States. And both came forth within the same 100 years as planned by the fallen angels. Demonstrated the balance of nature and the constant interplay of the pairs of these opposites. They emerge in the lines of government in the first ray of politics and the development of the Manu, they call them, in this New Age nonsense. They're nothing but fallen angels and evil. And you have teaching avatars. That was Plato, Panjali, Sangharacharya of India. You have ray avatars, and these are beings that come forth at relatively long intervals. They call them aliens? No. They're fallen angels, and they're all evil. The ray avatars come out as each ray, which is politics, religion, the arts, economics, finance, politics, science, requires an avatar to start putting their contribution to development of mankind. These are not aliens. There are no such thing as aliens. These are fallen angels that work with Satan, Sanat Kumara. The fourth kind is transmitting avatars. Now here's where it gets ugly. The manifestations of these divinity appear at the moments of revelation when humanity needs expression of a new truth or expansion of an old one in order to progress on a higher evolutionary ladder. In other words, for mankind to go to the next level of human evolution, here comes the Christ, Sananda Manuel, or the Buddha, which would be the false prophet, yet to happen. You see how that works? This is very complex, what I'm trying to teach you, what I'm trying to tell you that I've found. Now, back to the emancipation of the slaves as just one small part of this. Because the great symbolic happening, and that was the civil rights movement, was planned almost 200 years before. So first you had to put them in slavery and make them want freedom bad. And that's exactly what we did. Our problem, our slave owners had no clue they're being used by the Illuminati. They just liked the idea of having slaves and having power over another human race. I tell you what, Bible Belt, you got a lot of repenting to do for your ancestors. If you don't, your pride and ego is going to kill you. But nevertheless, Like all things, human beings, they know, enact, perfect is non-existent, that the Negro was never free in the land of the free, ever. Don't call us the land of the free. Baloney. And America will have to clean house in this respect. And they will. But you're heading the wrong direction when you do it. And to put it in clear, concise words, the USA must see to it that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are facts and not a dream. But they've both been subverted. The Constitution was subverted in 1938. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. You hear Freemason lawyers and doctors and judges won't tell you that now, will they? And the Bill of Rights was subjected in 2006 when Bush, actually goes back to FDR, War Powers Act, and Bush, it was National Defense Authorization Act. 1984, it was Reagan and Oliver North when they were FEMA to continue government in time of national emergency to suspend the American Constitution. Operation Northwoods. People ain't talking about these things. I'm talking about them. What difference does it make to people? I don't know. Sometimes I wonder why I do. I got the evidence, and even the bad guys don't want to hear it. I'm such a small guy, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big shot by no stretch of imagination, but I got the truth. I'm going to tell you that right now. And they won't find it any other way. It kind of torques my jaw a little bit to see all this happening and not a darn thing I can do about it. But then again, you know, God's going to give them a lot of rope to hang themselves. Well,
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Well, there you go. Their own testimony. Tells you right there. So I'm not just blowing smoke. And this is the civil rights truth about how it's orchestrated. You see. And they just don't want you to know about all this stuff because they don't want you connecting dots. But you'll find the same names, same agenda, the same play that they're making. Now, back to civil rights and back to the emancipation of slaves. I'm just using this one. I could do a whole program on feminism. I could do a whole program on HPV vaccination that's used to sterilize your children. That's the only purpose. And these lying Eastern Stars and Freemasons and their doctors are not telling your children, and it's killed 144 girls. Japan stopped using it. India stopped using HPV vaccination. And it's for boys and girls to sterilize your children. And when they get to adult age, they have miscarriages, don't they? It's a result of Gardasil. I'm getting ready to do a program on that in another program, another network, but I've got that study on my website, watchforjesus.com. Just draw down on it, go read it. And also have the suicide conspiracy. Part one, part two of my website, watchforjesus.com. Read it, do whatever you want to with it. And I have a timeline, 200-page timeline of New World Order. Slam dunk evidence, do what you want to with it. But you better not charge for it. I don't, you don't. Now, I'll come get you. But in any case, I'll let y'all know that, a little side note here, that our broadcasts and Bible studies are played by John Kirkler on highpointradio.net. And also, he's growing his network. And for all those of you in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, give John a hand there. He's having a little bit of trouble, and just donate to his efforts or whatever. I don't get anything for it. I don't want anything for it. He just plays our broadcast and our Bible study. That's it. He's building his network. He's trying to get the word out, and he's most interested in our Bible studies. So those up there in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York, look up John Kirkler, highpointradio.net, and give him a little hand there about developing his network. And he'd appreciate that. Back to Emancipation of the Slaves. You see, I was talking that the Negro was being used. The women's have been used. Before that was the white folk in Europe being murdered. 50 to 68 million white folk in the Europe from 1200 to 1800 AD were being murdered by the Vatican for no doggone reason for 600 years. And during 1400s, it's high time we're moving out of here. Why? Because Avatar named Columbus laid the groundwork, well, waterwork, for them to go from Europe to the Americas. Why? To create the diversity for the New Age continent, New Age Atlantis, as long as it took. So the Indians and the Mexicans lived in their land in America, well, North American continent, until white man. Of course, white man didn't know, man, we're getting out of here. We're leaving. So they didn't know they're being used because they were put in bondage, had a way out. That's why the Vatican used Jesuit Martin Luther, John Calvin, to develop Christianity as their religion to give them the courage to move instead of being murdered by the Vatican. The Borgia, bloodline family, Italian, not Jew. Borgia funded the Jesuits. They created the Reformation to have the Counter-Reformation. It's called the dialectic. That's how they do it, if I explain now for the past 2 hours or an hour and a half. So now we're focused on the Negro before time runs out. The Negro is not free in this land of the free. Never has been. America will have to clean house, and we will. Have to. But you're not going to, are you? Because they're now trying to bring everybody together, as I explained yesterday, culturally and DNA-wise, and get rid of all the other races for the New Atlantis creation. That's what it's all about. A new hybrid that Satan has put together has taken them centuries upon centuries, and they've accomplished this. The changing faces of America. I've already talked about that, how the Illuminati has already set it up. And it goes back to New Atlantis, Sir Francis Bacon. It goes back to 1492 and has been accomplished. As a matter of fact, evidence, quote, once the Illuminati king despot of the universe has been crowned, that's the Antichrist, quote, Agentur Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races, and that experiment is already being carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm, here's his name again, advocated in the Christian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. That's always been planned since the beginning. And they're making look like peace is a thing to is good, but this is not about a good peace. See, if unity of all people under the Father God of God, fatherhood of God, is the plan and purpose of the Creator, it's obviously the plan of Satan to prevent the rule on earth of Christ the King. It's pure logic. And that's what's going on today. Because you see, internationalism, which is the Antichrist, because it's going by the book, regardless of whether it's communistic or capitalistic, is diametrically opposed to God's plan of creation. God the Creator, God of the King James Bible, Jesus Christ, God incarnate in human flesh down to man, obviously intended that the world should be broken up into many nationalities since the Tower of Babel, change the languages. But he made the people of the various nationalities speak different languages. It's in the Bible. However, God planned that races and nationalities should enjoy autonomy and should remain separate, except all members of the human race should be united as brethren under the benevolence of God the Father, not Satan the deceiver. I don't know if you've caught what I've said here, how massive implications I've just said. I don't know. But what I've just said has massive implications. Christ made it the intention of God's quite clear when he told his disciples, quote, go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the God, the Father, the God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost made it possible for disciples to carry out this mandate by giving them the power of tongues to go to these nations. You don't have that today. Speaking in tongues, you have no interpreters, as I mentioned the other day. That's a big no-no. So that means the tongues spoken today, the whatever that is not of God. The Copeland, the Hagees, the TBN crowd, the ones that do all that talking in tongues, and you don't know what the Dickens are saying, that's not of God. But back then, at the Pentecost, the ignorant fishermen and peasants who become followers of Christ, yeah, were all of a sudden transformed into linguists, scholars, and they didn't have a degree from Harvard. Didn't need one. They had a doctor's degree from the Holy Spirit, by George. And they set out to preach the fatherhood of God and told of the love of Christ for all people who serve and worship Almighty God. And this was the message Martin Luther King was trying to bring to mankind before he was assassinated by the very same people that killed Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, Lincoln, JFK, Larry McDonald, Rousseau, the whole lot of them are killed by the same organizations, but generations apart. So, this part we're focusing on, the slaves, the blacks, have never been free. They've been manipulated from the time they were given the Emancipation Proclamation. But Lincoln changed on Illuminati. Oops. He wasn't doing it. Matter of fact, his wife, Mary Todd, by marriage of the Astors, the Illuminati, that was one evil woman. Whoo, doggies, let me tell you, that woman was meaner than Black Jack Rattlesnake. She was bad news into the occult. Big time. One evil woman. Poor Lincoln. Now, look it up. You'll find a lot of them. A lot of the president's wives were into the occult, by the way. That's not Christian. Hello. The USA, we got a whole lot of forgiving to do. Blacks, whole lot of repenting to do. Whites, but it ain't going to happen. They're calling us to fight each other. Again. So they say that only can the inevitable work at the law of karma, which is their theme today. Law of karma is nonsense. The Negroes are Americans, yep, as well as the New Englanders and all other stocks which are not indigenous in this country. The Constitution is theirs also, and yet the privileges it confers withheld by those who are slaves in the selfishness and fear. And then they're going to have liberation of humanity by the United Nations. It's like the three bad wolves saying to the little three little pigs, you can go ahead and go in this fenced-in area, you're free. Oh, baloney. And so what happened was, the blacks were subjugated by design, and then in the 1860s, the Emancipation Proclamation turned loose free because they required a religion. They became very spiritual, and that's why you have Negroes way more spiritual than the white folk in a lot of the churches today. Because they had to deal with it. Bondage, religion, courage, and freedom. That's the four part. Takes about 100 years. In a 250-year program, there's 8 steps. And they got this quantified, man. So in 1860s, Emancipation Proclamation, you're free, go free. Go where? Well, go live somewhere. Oh. And what did we do? Vaudeville? Painted up black, white folk, look like black folk, and make them look silly to keep them down. That's not freedom. Hey, boy, down in Alabama, you go sit over yonder, son. You can't sit me over here now. You understand? Mississippi, Alabama. You can't sit here with us white folk. That's not freedom. It was never intended to be. Now you know why. It's all intended. Women, you can't vote, you can't smoke. Edward Bernays came up with Light for Freedom. Family, this is all planned in the most amazing detail. Every bit of it. Bundy Ranch today is nothing more than the same thing. I'm not done yet. So, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, the blacks are subjugated, made to look silly, stupid, and all this. They're always waiters, always servants, always whatever. That's by design. And in the 1920s and 30s, when the traitor named FDR expected the United States to become Nazi, as working with Churchill. Oh, I got this document, man. This stuff is amazing. In 6 phases, we're supposed to be subjugated in the world government in 1943. Did you know that in the schools, starting with the black schools first, the salute to Hitler was used as a pledge of allegiance to the American flag before 1935 time frame? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It didn't say incorporated, but it should have. And then it went to the white schools. And I got pictures in old textbooks. Goes back to the 1930s. Showing even the white schools. Hands raised up, right hand extended, palm down. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, blah, 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 blah. And when Hitler came to power, the hand went from the extended palm down in American schools to over the heart. Right hand over the heart. You know what that is? That's a Freemason second degree sign for fidelity. Oh boy. Yeah, it is. And so that's why they changed it. It's called the Bellamy salute. Look it up right now. And so then we got a little busy. It's called World War II, planned before 1871, by the way. That's a fact too. Albert Pike. They planned World War I, World War II before 1871. And so the Bellamy salute, then it went to hand over the left breast, the heart, second degree sign for fidelity. And then after the war, 1950s, boy, you sit over here kind of thing going on. And by 1957, they're ready. So Rosa Parks, an activist member of the NAACP, okay, Rosa, go do your thing. Because there's several women that were brave, not connected to nobody, anybody, sat on the bus and wouldn't move that nobody talks about. Rosa Parks was a setup, like Bundy's are a setup today. That started the civil rights movement. There's your freedom. And we go back to what I said about Martin Luther King. He saw through all this. And then watch what happened in the movies, in the TV. It switched the roles of the whites being stupid and the blacks being now members of society. They switched it all around, thereby leading us to Barack Obama, who's Egyptian and not black and white. You understand what I'm saying here? We're right back around, and you're going to have a woman president. That's why there's like 17, give or take, plus or minus, women in power throughout the world, because now it comes to woman power, just like the feminist movement set it up, because this is also against the Bible. But men have lost that position because they're not spiritual leaders of the family. I wasn't when I was married several times. I failed. I'll have to admit it. If I mention it, I have to admit it too. So now it's turning around where men become women, women become men, women become man-woman. Everything's turned backwards, and that's exactly their plan today. It's all reversed itself while everybody just sleeps and watches TV and plays golf and watches football and plays fantasy football and watches Dancing with the Stars. Don't you complain when they take over because you've been sleeping. Matter of fact, that was planned too. It goes back. People's known this since 1944. Norman Mattoon Thomas said the 1944 speech, I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism," which is connected to humanism and Marxism and all that. "But under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for a socialist party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. However, Republicans, don't you be punching your chest out. You're the ones in the Council of National Policy, and they way before the War Industry Board, George Bush, 1915, that plans the wars to kill our soldiers and Marines and sailors and Navy. You're the ones that planned the false flags to support the military-industrial complex, the child of the War Industry Board," goes back to 1915, Cecil Rhodes and Morgan and all these others. It's all part of the Illuminati. And a great man named Martin Luther King said, and I quote Martin Luther King, he said, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. And JFK said, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding a sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations," unquote. And you know what? It goes back further than that. to inclusive of the Jew issue. Jeremiah 11, 9 to 10, the Old Testament, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers." That's why Jesus Christ formed a new covenant. And you in the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, and Christian identity, you better learn that. But it goes back further than that. It's not just Judah. It's only a small part of the black sheep of the family called the tribe of Dan. It goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt that are the ancestors of the Queen Elizabeth Merovingian bloodline today. Our ancestors. Offspring of the pharaohs of Egypt. And the pharaohs of Egypt were the hybrid offspring of the fallen angels and daughters of man. Now you got it? That's the reality of what you're dealing with today. In 6 hours, I've covered it in three separate episodes to try to bring the truth to this air. Now, when I'm done here and I'm done here, I go about my little old business routine. I go feed my black and white Oreo cat, and I do more research for tomorrow, tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. That's my life. That's what I do. I continue to do. And that's to bring the word of God that I can to mankind. I'm not a theologian, but I do an obsessive amount of research because I love Jesus Christ. If he takes me back, he'll take anybody back. I've been a sinner most of my life. And I got to stay with him every day because I'm a stray cat sometimes. But I know the truth, and I ain't afraid to tell it. And the only option there is death before I stop. Count on it. But there's a change coming. I don't know when. I don't get into all that. That's God's business. It's not my business. I don't care about no 370 flight. I don't give a hoot about Bundy. I don't care about none of that. I care about Jesus Christ coming back here to stop the slaughter of these children, to stop these wars. It's being caused by our own government, by the European government, by the Illuminati, by the Pope, by all these other liars. Even Billy Graham turned his face. Family, it's time to look at Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. No human, no religion, no country, but Jesus and Jesus alone. And only the King James Bible is the true word of God. And that's irrefutable. It's deniable, but you're not going to refute it. Amen. Family, through Jesus Christ, you've won on the cross of Calvary. You died in Christ. And you resurrected in Christ. Tonight, Bible study. We're going to hit the ground running. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6, broadcast. All through Friday, broadcast, 4 to 6. Bible study, 7:30 to 9, till Friday. Saturday, I do whatever. Sunday, I do whatever. Monday, guess what? Here we go again. Until such time that the paradigm shifts and we're in it. Bible Belt, you better buckle up, because they're going to focus on the Bible Belt first. You're in some deep water. No pun intended there, by the way. When God sees it's time, again, that's his business, not mine. I don't get into it. I leave God's business to his business. Our business is turned to the Father's business, which is to bring people to Jesus. That's it. Y'all have a good night. And those that want to join my Bible study, I'll see you tonight, 7:30. Because he's alive. And he is coming back. But in his time. And not in some silly blood moon nonsense. Hagee and Blitz, you better go back to college. You're going to need it. Or seek Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because right now, you're not telling the truth. Holy Spirit's full of truth, and you ain't got it. We'll see you all tonight. God bless. This is the Watchman signing off. Good night.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night, God bless, and signing off.